Yeah, what I do is I start recording, and then I don't tell anyone, you know what I mean?
Creative.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
What other podcasts do that?
Probably lots. Probably a lot of them.
Oh, let's check them out.
Well, that like tripped me out because I like didn't know that we're recording. No, it's we're just here.
I'm not even sure we are recording. But let's just pretend we are recording.
No, we are recording.
We're on Must Watch Network.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Alan Rutledge. That's George.
I'm Alan Rutledge. Who the hell are you?
Well, you're Sean Smith, and you're our guest in our most controversial episode yet.
Yes.
Thanks for being here, Sean.
Hello, how are you all going?
You don't have to shout at me, Sean. It's an easy listening podcast.
Oh, yes.
People on their commute to work.
Nice. People go to sleep listening to this.
Nice.
While they're driving.
While they're driving
to work in the morning.
Calm voice.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about. That's so nice.
Oh, man.
All right, boys. So am I leading this? Or
who are you, Sean Smith?
Sean Smith, Liberia advocate, comic.
Comic Sans.
Comic. And Liberia advocate. That's really all I am.
That's pretty much it.
All I'll ever be.
That's
bisexual woman.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, that's very
Don't let my Liberian friends know that.
Yeah. They love bisexual women in Liberia, don't they?
No.
Okay, we won't be promoing that little nugget of information to the Liberian comic. Oh, boy.
Yeah, we can edit it for the Liberian
Yeah, we'll do
section.
A Liberian edit.
Yeah.
A Liberian version. Oh, man.
Where we're like, oh, so happy I didn't make it to the gay and lesbian Mardi Gras this year.
How much do you know about Liberia, would you say?
Well, I know as much as I can, as like my dyslexia lets me read. And also reading the Liberian newspapers is like incredibly difficult.
Even the English language ones?
Yeah. Well, they speak English in Liberia.
Oh, that's their English is that's the language. Their language.
That's their language because they were taken over by African Americans.
What?
Didn't you know that?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah, so I was doing my own research on this.
Yeah.
That's pretty fascinating.
So now I can your own research.
I can mansplain Liberia.
Yeah. Oh, we should probably explain to people this that I've got like recently in recent times, I have become very obsessed with the country of Liberia, which is in West Africa. And I've been making a lot of Instagram stories, and now I've gotten really into like the present times. At first I was into the past, so like Charles Taylor. Who was in power? Who came into power in 1997?
You're kind of screaming at us about Liberia. You can hear yourself in the headphones, right?
I sound fine.
Maybe it's our headphones. No, go ahead. Keep going.
I sound fine. So you sorry.
I'm sorry. It's all right. No, I don't want to make you feel self-conscious.
I'm editing the levels, and it's all fine. But so you started in the past,
Yeah, so I started in the past. No, actually, I started because I watched Larry Charles' Dangerous World of Comedy and it changed my fucking life. Have you guys seen
it? I haven't seen
it. It's fucking so good.
Larry Charles.
Dangerous World of Comedy. Okay. So he's the guy who wrote like Seinfeld and Bruno all that sort of stuff. And he wrote Borat as well.
Yeah.
And
I thought Borat was
he directed. Okay.
Yeah.
And so he does this documentary where he goes to like all the most dangerous places in the world, so like Iraq and Nigeria and like Saudi Arabia and stuff, and he just interviews the comics there.
Yeah, okay.
And he's just like, "Yo, what's it like making?" And then he goes to Liberia, and it just like blew me away. Like I was just like, "This is crazy."
Yeah.
Like I never heard of this country, and then like and then they said like in 1997, like Charles Taylor, who was in power until 2003, actually ate the other president, Samuel Doe.
Yeah.
And he executed him live on TV, on national TV. He executed
what year was that?
Him in 1990, around 1997, I think.
I was reading about this. And
was it 1997?
They had footage of it, yeah.
Yeah.
We can upload that to our site, footage of the execution.
Listeners, check out the Facebook page for the execution video.
I think, yeah, we should have the execution video. Instead of the must watch with George thing, we should just have the execution video playing.
Have you seen it? Have you watched it?
No, I don't know.
Apparently, Charles Taylor's sipping a beer while the guy gets murdered.
How do they do it? Did you watch it?
No, I haven't watched it. I was reading Wikipedia.
Okay.
I wanted to be prepared for this hard-hitting interview with Sean Smith.
Have I made you interested in it at least, Alan?
Oh, yeah. I didn't know nothing about it.
Nothing.
And then what happened? The country was formed when African Americans in the US mm-hmm. were, I don't know if it was their decision or...
It was kind of everyone's decision. Yeah, they kind of like mutually agreed.
Some of them said, well, I think we could do better in Africa than we could in America. Yeah, let's go back to Africa. Well, and so they ended up sort of kicking out people in this West African area and setting up their own.
Well, that explains the flag, doesn't it?
Yeah, then they modeled.
I thought they were just copying the flag just because they were just copying it.
No. And like they're so influenced by like American culture. Like
but they love soccer so much.
People are wearing like Tupac.
Oh, right, yeah.
Like Tupac shirts and like.
But they still love soccer.
They love soccer?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, if they call it soccer, then that means they're American.
True. But the current president used to be the best player in the world.
Wasn't he the football?
Soccer football, yeah.
Okay, well.
George Weah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was the FIFA World Player of the Year in 1990-something.
What was that guy, Taylor? What was his name again?
Charles Taylor.
He was good at badminton.
Really?
And eating people.
He actually used to,
those were his two interests.
He went to jail for, like, one of the many crimes he went to jail for, but one of them was because he forced his, like, child soldiers to eat people.
Oh, jeez. And this,
you don't want to be forced to do that. You want to do that on your own volition. Yeah.
Were they forced or were they tricked? Like, did he just put it into a stew?
No, they were forced. Oh, okay. He'd say, like, this makes you stronger. And this
he'd be like, there are starving cannibals in the world. You should eat all your human. Do it.
Don't be so.
And they're just, like, guilting these child soldiers. Yeah, I guess I'll eat my enemy.
Oh, man.
You shouldn't eat people, though.
I got so distracted. I'm so sorry. I got that phone call. I'm always worried it's my real estate.
Your real estate, like, agent.
Yeah, I'm just terrified of my real estate agent because I know I'm doing so many wrong things.
Yeah, well, when you... you got... Oh, don't say that on the podcast.
Like, I've gotten a noise complaint from absolutely everyone in the building.
Really? What are you doing?
I'm just, like, being myself. No, me and Zach fighting.
Oh, really? Is that what it is? You guys fight loud then?
Yeah.
You're loud. Yeah.
Fighting about whether Liberia is a good place?
Yeah. Oh, no.
Oh, man. You just got to compromise on that sort of stuff, I think.
That's so funny.
But I'm no one to talk. I mean, my marriage failed. And I'm in a custody dispute, Sean. My wife wants custody of this podcast.
Yeah. I could be hosting this podcast with Jill.
She wants George.
Oh, no.
Yep.
I raised George, not her. She wants him.
Yeah. Me and her have beef, though, don't we, from the first time we met?
Oh, don't bring that up.
You don't want to bring up the.
Oh, come on.
What I'd like to describe as the incident.
Yeah. Which set off a chain of events which ruined my marriage. But yeah, go on.
So picture this, Sean. Yeah. Alan's head is in his hands. You're sat at Cafe Lounge and you're starving.
Yeah.
You're so hungry. I'm going to order a burger and chips.
Yeah.
Oh, and then Jill, Alan's wife, comes in and I meet her for the first time ever.
Yeah.
Then my chips and burger arrive. She reaches across the table and just grabs a little handful of my chips without asking.
Oh, Alan, you're good to be rid of it.
that's the love of my life. And you should have just been happy. You should have just been happy to give her the chips.
God, I was furious. God, I was so furious.
Entitled.
Yeah.
Con, I don't know you.
Yeah, I told her, like, afterwards, I was like, yeah, George was angry about you taking the chips, and she laughed.
What
Don't say it. That's the love of my life. I love her more than Jon Snow loves the Dragon Queen.
Yep.
You watch Game of Thrones, Sean?
No, I don't watch Game of Thrones.
Well, then, no spoiler alert.
I only read the Liberian Observer, and that's all I do.
Yeah, just make sure
Stop being so anxious about it, Alan.
You got to talk into the microphone.
Stop being so anxious about it. It's fine.
Is it fine?
It's fine, honey. It's really fine.
Oh, do you listen to this podcast?
Are we going
to
see a Zach and Sean style fight in this room on a podcast? But instead of Zach and Sean, it's Sean and Zach.
Sean and Alan.
Sean and Alan. Mix people up. You don't
instead
like
of Zach and Sean, it's Sean and Zach. We're
swap,
coming
swap
at
the
you.
Names.
Whoa.
Oh, man.
Well, yeah. Have we talked enough about Liberia? Have you got the word out on Liberia, you think?
I think there's always more to talk about, but ask me some questions.
Yeah, we'll ask you.
Because I don't know where to just go from. Also, what's that award for?
Oh, this is our podcasting award. How good is that?
Oh, wow.
Thank you.
Where'd you get it from?
Yeah, we beat Finding Drago.
No,
the
you
awards.
Didn't.
Yeah. Pretty good going.
Sucked in, Cameron James.
From nine.
Suck on my dick. From suck on my dick, Cameron James.
That was my.
It's all right. I'll never listen to this.
That was our award speech.
Did you say? Yeah. Suck on my dick.
Suck on my dick.
Suck my dick all the podcast.
Oh man. Should we trial our segment idea?
Well, let's explain to the listeners what this segment idea is before we dive deep into it.
Mm-hmm.
So, basically what it is it's what the title is, That's Probo, It's Cancelled.
Yeah.
All right? Which I think is a great title. So basically this is what I'm thinking is each of us have something that we're going to present as being Probo and that should be cancelled.
Problematic.
Problematic.
Is short for problematic.
Yeah.
So, for example, just to contextualize this whole thing. Yeah. So, Roseanne has that show Roseanne.
Yeah.
Then she says something racist.
Oh, yeah.
Something problematic. The show gets cancelled. That's Probo. It's cancelled.
Right.
There's the explanation.
Is that where it's come from?
Yeah, well, that's one example of it. Like, Michael Jackson was cancelled, technically, because they stopped playing his songs.
I thought it was because he died.
Do they not play songs anymore? He's got a song called Liberian Girl.
What? Does Michael Jackson have a song really called Liberian Girl?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
How does it go?
I don't know. You want to play it?
Liberian Girl.
Play my phone. I turned off my phone.
I don't know if this is a real thing.
It is.
I think this is a classic Sean
Honey,
prank.
Honey, it is. What sort of prank is that? It's a shit prank.
It's a
That's
classic
an Alfie
prank.
I want to do a prank like that. Sucker my dick.
Oh, she's not lying.
Okay, well, let's have a listen.
I'm not a liar.
We can edit it, the actual clip into the apart from like. Oh, this is good. I can tell this. Here we go. Bird noises. Wait, I thought this guy was cancelled.
Not on this podcast.
Anything goes.
What kind of era of MJ is this? Let me look.
It's during his Liberian period. It was a 10-year period of music for MJ.
It's from the Bad album.
Yeah.
Oh, that's his one of his best-selling albums.
Yeah. That's enough of that, I think.
He fell in love with a Liberian girl. Oh,
you
said you came and I changed my world, and then it would be like, Liberian. It would have to go like that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I can relate so much to that song.
Yeah, what?
It's a new anthem.
Well, maybe he's uncancelled.
Liberian boy, though, because I love the Liberian comedian Angel Michael.
He's my man. Yeah? Does he know? Have you talked to him?
I try to talk to him. He never fucking responds. But he fucking followed my friend Brie.
Really?
But he didn't follow me. And he followed Brie, like, because she's, like, hot and stuff. And then he didn't follow me because I'm just, like, some white
bitch. Is he famous?
He's famous in Liberia. Like, I look up the Liberia hashtag all the time.
Yeah.
And then I go into random Liberians, like, Instagram pages.
Yeah.
Like, just, like, random people just living their lives in Liberia. And, like, sometimes they'll have a photo with Angel Michael and they'll be like, oh my God, look, I can't believe I bumped into him at the club, or I can't believe I went to uni with him. And he's fucking awesome. Like, he's really cool. And, like, the comics there, like, aren't making, like, money full-time from comedy, like, at all. Like,
yeah,
they're
right.
Working at video stores. But they're, like, the massive.
Yeah.
But they're still huge, even though they're not making money. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Jeez. Well, anyway, getting back to the segment.
Yeah.
So, what we're going to do is each of us are going to present a Probo thing. And we're not going to be like, my Probo thing is Bill Cosby, right? We're not going to be doing that kind of thing. It's like,
oh, you don't think he's Probo?
No, he's fine. nothing wrong with Bill. You know, we're not stating the obvious.
Right.
We're delving deep into Probo.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
You got to find people that... and places and things
that people might not realize.
Yeah, we're just opening people's eyes, man.
That's mostly what we do on this.
Just open your eyes.
Must watch with your eyes. What's going on?
I think Alan, maybe you should open this. Do you say inaugural segment?
Okay.
Okay. Is that? Did I use the word inaugural correctly there?
Yep.
Okay. Great.
Inaugural. I don't even know. I've never heard that.
Inaugural. It's like first, isn't it?
First.
All right. Let's. You inaugural.
First time,
Alan?
You've heard that word, and the word means it's first.
Oh, that's
fucking
good.
Fucking amazing.
You've never heard of inauguration?
Oh, my God. Life imitating art.
You're a student of history, aren't you, Sharon?
No.
Yeah. You heard of a fella by the name of Albert Einstein?
Oh, yes. No.
Well.
No, I have.
I've heard of him.
He was, like, quite famous for saying things like racism is bad.
Yeah. So that's, like, the opposite of Propo, I guess.
But then they found some diary of his.
Oh, no.
He got published recently.
Oh,
and he's
God.
Like, yeah, I really don't like the Chinese.
Really?
he said he didn't have a problem with any race except for the Chinese, which he called.
That's like a lot of people.
He called them filthy.
That's most people.
Yeah, I know.
He called them filthy.
Really?
And obtuse.
What does that mean? Obtuse. Isn't that a type of triangle?
It's kind of dumb.
Obtuse.
means they're kind of dim-witted.
Okay, well.
Filthy and obtuse. That's one of the worst things you can be called.
Imagine if he called them obscure.
Oh, he probably
filthy
thought
and
that.
Obscure.
Yeah. Well, obtuse is an obscure reference. And so, you know, what, dude, Einstein? Nice work, Einstein. Real smart. Real smart to say that, mate.
Well, and using the word obtuse is pretty smart.
He thinks he's smart.
Yeah.
He thinks E equals MC squared is pretty smart. But you know what? Your views are probo and you're cancelled.
Oh, my God.
And so Einstein's cancelled. We're going back to Newton.
Newton.
Newton. Yeah, Isaac Newton, Newtonian physics.
We know for sure definitely wasn't racist. Well, there's certainly no evidence.
There's no evidence that he was racist.
Even though we know really that he definitely was.
It was the style at the time to be proper.
That's true.
But we don't really know. And so, like, if you want to understand a black hole, you go to Einstein.
My anus.
That's proper. That's the sort of thing Einstein would say because he was a probo dude. But, yeah, we can't accept his theory of general relativity anymore because he's cancelled. Sorry, mate.
Later.
See you later, Einstein.
Gator.
See you later, alligator. Is that going to be the end of every segment where we go, see you later, alligator?
That's a great catchphrase for our podcast. Sean, are you having a good time on this podcast?
I am. I'm nervous. Provo, it needs to be cancelled.
Oh, are you nervous following Einstein?
I'm nervous following George because George is going to go first.
Okay, well, here we go.
Well, I think of an idea because...
if you don't, we can move on to other matters. We can do two for the first.
He picked a person. It doesn't have to be a person. It can be anything.
Anything, yeah.
Any concept, any country.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's good. I just thought Alan was over it because he just looks like he's bored of me talking about Liberia.
I'm
about to bring it back.
Okay, cool.
Here we go.
Talking about my probo thing.
Oh, yeah. Dear.
Awesome.
What does that mean?
What if I told you that my probo thing is the country of Liberia?
Oh, I told you this was going to be a controversial episode.
Okay, but, well, I can understand where you come from in regards to that. I've done my research, George. Yeah, I'm not an idiot. I understand how you could think it's probo.
I'm prepared to debate with you on this point. About whether or not we should cancel the country of Liberia.
No, we are not canceling the country of Liberia.
His
what about the people?
Well, what about the president who ate the other guy?
Yeah, he's cancelled.
Oh, he is cancelled.
You're saying we should delve deep into Liberia and cancel specific people?
Yeah,
rather than
everyone. Because that's really racist.
No, we're not. Well, George, what's your reason?
Well, I'll tell you.
What's your reason for cancelling Liberia? He's not like Einstein. He's not like that.
No.
I know him. I'll vouch for him.
Well, first of all, homosexuality is illegal.
And as it should be.
Bisexuality is the way you want to go.
You know,
it's fine to be bisexual.
Because I was looking it up, it's not like they're behind the times. They haven't gotten around to making it not illegal.
Yeah.
They made it illegal in 2012. That's how probably
they
are.
Is that what you researched?
I did some research. I have my notes.
See, I've gotten people fucking interested, man. I rock.
You created a conversation. That's what it's really all about.
Yeah, and now I'm trying to get in contact with Front Page Africa. I'm trying to get in there.
Yeah, trying to let them know that you're letting other people know. Yeah.
Well, I just don't think they don't have an Australian audience.
Do they need one, though?
Yeah, why not? So then we know what's going on, then we can help them more.
Yeah, okay. Well, so...
You know what I mean?
Yeah, sort of. So I'm going to let you two vote. Should we cancel Liberia based on their their homophobia?
No, and plus Ellen, who was the president before George.
Ellen DeGeneres.
Ellen DeGeneres, yeah.
Who's not bisexual, she's a lesbian.
She had to flee the country.
Ellen, she didn't necessarily say she was anti-homosexual. She didn't necessarily say she was for homosexuality, but she didn't say she was anti it. But if she said she was for it, people would have been like, no. But they're pretty sure that she was all for it.
Yeah, okay. So she's a bit more progressive.
Yeah.
And we don't know where George Weah stands.
I don't think he's all for it. Eh? Yeah, okay. But he's a polygamist. He's poly.
Is he?
Yeah. That's what it says on his Instagram.
he's in the world. He'd be at Mardi Gras. Yeah, okay.
And he'd be like, this is disgusting, apart from the poly community. And the bisexual community. No, they just cancelled homosexuality because they're all for bisexuality because of all the biphobia in the...
So
homosexual community.
Right. So they're so pro bisexuality that they're anti homosexuality for that reason.
Yeah.
Wow. That's pretty.
Because they really want bisexual people to feel welcome. Because bisexual people have a higher rate of suicide than homosexual people.
Right. So, well, that's actually. You've turned me.
Yeah.
I'll be honest.
You're too a bisexual.
Yeah, I'm bisexual now. No, I.
Are you bisexual, George?
No, I'm not. No.
Jamie Kirk is.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Did you know that? Did you know what I did with that? Alan, are you bisexual?
What do you think?
Yeah, definitely.
I have sex with women, but I only think of men. What does that make?
That makes you bisexual. I think that's the
classic
definition
of bisexual.
Well, Sean, tell Alan what you did with Jamie.
Jamie Kirk?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought Jamie Kirk told me he was bisexual.
He probably did. Yeah, he probably did.
I swear he did. And then I told everyone, naturally.
Of course.
And then Zach was like to Jamie, he was like, Jamie, are you bisexual? And he was like, no, I'm married. And turns out he's not bisexual,
but now everyone
thought he was. And people were like, oh, really? Jamie's bisexual.
Jamie's married to a woman and bisexual.
He's a lot better looking than him.
Whoa. He might agree with that. Yeah, that's probably not a controversial statement.
I think everyone agrees with that.
Yeah. I think people in Liberia agree with that.
Ask,
I'm joking, Jamie Kirk.
Ask Angel from the comic. Yeah, yeah. Anyway, now we need your probo.
Well, I just think anyone who doesn't take an interest in Liberia is problematic. And anyone who doesn't take an interest, love, and respect Liberia is problematic and needs to be cancelled.
Right. Okay.
Because they're ignoring a great part of a crazy part of history. And I have to stop saying great part of history because
it's crazy more than great.
I don't know. What? Well, but you say the Great War. I don't know. I don't really get that stuff. But yeah.
Oh, that's true. Well, I would say this. I mean, you semi had a go at me for saying, "Oh, you can't cancel a whole country because it's all these people." I would say that to cancel everyone that doesn't know about Liberia would constitute cancelling
after you find out about Liberia.
Okay.
If you don't do a bit more research. If you're just Liberia, and you just hear the word.
Okay. What makes Liberia different to
Sierra Leone?
Or, you know what I mean? Why do we take notice?
Well, because it's so, Americanized.
Oh, I see.
That's why I find it so interesting, because it's like a junior of really fucked up America, more fucked up America, right. With no laws and...
Yeah,
if America was left to its own devices.
Yeah, right. Okay. I'm like, well, I don't know if...
And also just apparently one time the economy was only $6,000.
How is that possible?
And at one point...
I tried places with that economy, I tell you.
And at one point...
I wish that was my bank account.
And at one point, there was one to every 100,000 people, there was one doctor. How crazy is that? And during Ebola, there was only like four doctors in the country, and then one of the four doctors died of Ebola.
That's not funny, but it's also hilarious.
No, it's just like crazy.
That's probo. Like,
that's probo.
That's exactly a probo situation.
That's why I have so much respect for like Doctors Without Borders and stuff who go over there. But then like, even Doctors Without Borders are being selfish little cunts and not going over there. It's like,
what, because of Ebola?
Yeah. And like you got it from like they suspected that you got Ebola from like monkey meat and like that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And like then they were interviewing like the head of medicine during in Liberia during the Liberian during the Ebola.
Yeah.
And then he was all like, and then they were like, and they were trying to stop people from eating monkey meat. But even like the head of medicine was like, I eat monkey meat.
Yeah, don't take my monkey meat.
Yeah, no, and it's just like you have like a lot of fucking gall telling people who are living in like extreme poverty what they can and can't eat.
Yeah, but also it's like you can do that if they will die, maybe.
Yeah, but there's AIDS, there's malaria. Yeah, they're dying of what the fuck? You know, what's the difference with Ebola?
You know, that's how they think AIDS started as well, right?
Yeah,
is monkey meat.
No.
Yeah, that is
wasn't
true.
It fucking a monkey?
No, well, that's the
that's what I heard.
That's disgusting.
Comedians for decades have been telling me that it's from fucking a monkey.
No, but it's from bush meat, they call it. So eating the monkeys and stuff from the forest.
Yeah, yeah.
Stuff
that
humans aren't used to sort of eating as much as
bush meat.
Yeah, bush meat.
Meat is monkey and like
alligator or something. I don't know. See you later, alligator.
I just it's our catchphrase. It kind of just sticks with you that monkey meat, and then like
so there was a monkey that had AIDS, and they ate the meat,
yeah,
and it transferred that way.
Yeah, yeah. That's what they thought about Ebola as well, I guess.
Yeah,
but Ebola is quite a brutal way to go, isn't it?
Yeah, it's horrific.
Like it's you know, and don't you just bleed from every
part of your body?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
But they got rid of it, which was awesome. But it took a while because no one in Liberia believed in Ebola. They were like, there's no Ebola in Liberia. They were like...
Do you remember when the recent outbreak was 2014, 15 or something?
Right.
And then they'd have like one person in an American airport that had it and like the whole of America just freaked out for about 3 weeks. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
I remember updating the news being like, oh, I was sort of like, oh, is it going to spread through America now?
Oh, my God.
Of course it didn't. Yeah. You know, no one's eating monkeys.
So what would have happened? So did someone from a country with Ebola
go on holidays or something? Yeah, well, it must have been like, because it's not necessarily like someone was flying from an Ebola area straight to America. It could have been that someone from an Ebola area went to South Africa and then someone in South Africa came into contact with them. And then that person went to America or whatever. I mean, I don't know.
Oh, so it was Ebola in South Africa?
No, I don't know.
No.
Like, we keep saying this. We don't have internet, so we can't fact check anything we say on this podcast. So,
I've got a fact for you. Mm-hmm. I used to have a work colleague who was into homeopathy. And he said, if you eat cinnamon, that'll get rid of Ebola.
That's such bullshit.
That was his.
No way.
He told me that.
That's such.
Your friend?
No, a work colleague.
A work colleague.
So it's a workplace, so I can't be like.
He's probo and needs to be cancelled.
Yeah, I think homeopathy might need to be cancelled.
Yeah, well, that is ridiculous. To another episode. But, so what they should have done then is, remember the cinnamon challenge? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
You get a big heap of cinnamon on a spoon and just put the whole thing in your mouth.
Yeah. Mm.
Then you watch people choke. So we just needed to hope that that viral sensation made it to Liberia.
Yeah.
And they would have been, maybe that's how it got cured.
Whatever doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Imagine if it was true, though. And everyone in Liberia would be like, yeah, well, we don't have any fucking cinnamon either.
We got monkeys to eat.
And they just, like, don't have, like, the medical, like, facilities to be able to handle it either. Like, they don't have...
Man, they've only got $6,000.
Well, they have a bit more now, but at one point, apparently, they only had $6,000.
I find that hard to believe. Is that in American dollars? Do you remember?
I can't remember. Okay. I can't remember where I read that.
Yeah. $6,000 is, like...
I've had $6,000 before. Yeah. That's the most amount of money I've ever had.
Oh, man.
And I blew it on drugs.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Such I wish they were Ebola drugs.
Yeah, I should have.
A bowl of drugs.
A bowl of drugs.
A bowl of drugs.
And George has saved the podcast.
Woohoo! A bowl of drugs. Hell yeah.
Hey,
Angel
Smith.
Michael, you can use that one.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I just gave your joke to him.
No, that's fine. I give your blessing.
You have to follow him, though. Like, he's got awesome photos of him, like, with, like, he's like the life of a comedian. He's like eating a girl's ass and shit. And I'm like, my man.
We might have to edit that part out.
No, we can leave that in.
Eating ass. Oh, get over it.
No, no, that's a different podcast. Get over it.
Oh, man. So, maybe we should make part of the segment that... do you know the show Room 101?
No.
Okay. It's a show where guests come on and they present their... It's a TV show in the UK. And they present their things that annoy them. And then they have to debate on which one thing gets put in Room 101 and banished forever. So, maybe in each episode we have to decide one thing that should be probo.
So we're sort of competing with each other for which thing should be the most probo thing.
And the annoying thing is that it's clearly Albert Einstein in this situation. Well, it's not really. It could be the country of Liberia for the homophobia thing.
No, because you got over it because of the bisexual thing, wasn't it?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I forgot about that.
We'd have to go back to Einstein.
As a group of bisexuals, we could all go there and live happily.
Yeah, absolutely.
Can we?
Jamie Kirk could lead the mission.
A bisexual camp in Liberia. They have a place called Bong County, and I'm just like, they should totally just make that like the weed capital of the world
People commute there, hey? Not commute, yeah. They make pilgrimage to Bong County.
Yeah.
People from the States.
Yeah, Bong County. They got such cool names as well, like all the area. I'm so excited. I'm going to Africa this year. I'm going to South Africa.
Oh, why aren't you going to Liberia?
Oh, man, they're going to Liberia. I don't know. I don't know. You tell me.
You'll be murdered and eaten.
I didn't think that sounded like a stupid question based on how much you love Liberia.
Yeah, I don't think I'd be safe there alone.
No, you wouldn't. I mean, there are very unsafe parts of South Africa. Where in South Africa are you going?
We're going to Cape Town, Johannesburg, nice. And Turini.
Okay.
Where the place where old mate was born, Nelson Mandela.
Oh, Nelly.
Yeah. But how was everyone's gigs this week, by the way?
I haven't done any gigs this week.
Oh. George.
I didn't do any last week either.
George.
I did Hive Bar. That's it.
How was that?
That was all right.
Yeah.
Any hard bombs recently?
No, not really. Not I can remember. They've all merged into one. It's been a while since I've had a really bad bomb.
Right.
What about you?
I had horrific diarrhea on Monday at Cafe La.
Oh, really?
It was like so bad. And I was like stuck in the Latrobe University toilets.
Oh, no.
And it was
the Latrobe latrine.
And my mum had to like bring me like spare clothes from the hospital. And because it was like 15 minutes before Comedy Lounge, like I couldn't cancel.
Yeah.
And I just had to go straight from Latrobe University. I had to like have a shower in like the campus and I wasn't even like allowed to be there, and it's really stressful.
Wait, so wow. But
I always have like some issue happen before Cafe Lounge.
Were you emceeing or headlining, or were you just
No, I was just doing a spot.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
How'd it go?
Yeah, it was all right, actually.
Did you mention the fact that you were having issues before?
No. I wasn't sure whether I should say it at all. I thought people would be grossed out for me forever, but
probably.
I don't really care.
Yeah, it's probably for the best that you didn't mention that.
Save it for the podcast. Yeah,
save it for must watch.
Oh, sorry.
Whoops. Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
Episode was going good until that point.
I'm sorry.
Hit the spring. On the microphone.
Sorry.
How are we going for time, Georgie boy?
Yeah, fine. We've got 10 more minutes.
10 more minutes. You excited about Batman?
Oh, fuck yeah. The Joker's a comic? Is that what you're talking about?
The Joker is a comic?
No.
Oh, actually, the Joker.
The new Joker movie.
The Joker movie, he's a comedian.
Oh, is he?
But I was going to say that Robert Pattinson has been cast as the new Batman.
Oh, right, yeah.
Do you know Robert Pattinson?
Yeah.
Did you watch Twilight?
Yeah.
Were you into Twilight?
No, I used to lie and say I was. Yeah. Because I thought, like, that's how you fit in.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, so the lion fell in love with the lamb. And I'd be like, I'm an idiot, but actually everyone around me was an idiot.
Yeah, everyone was like, thought you were cool. That's such a cool thing to think.
I met them all.
Yeah, you read them?
Why did you read them all?
Are you bisexual?
Yeah.
Yeah, because why did you read them all?
I seem to remember that I was just bored.
Did you just want to talk to girls about something?
Yeah. I don't know why I read them, to be honest. But I did end up reading them all.
That's a lot to read if you don't know why you read them. Did you enjoy them? How old were you?
Like 14, maybe.
I just couldn't get into them.
Well, yeah, I guess I must have been enjoying it because I read them all, didn't I? And how many books are there? There's like, how many are there in the series?
3 or 4 books.
Yeah, something like that. But they're not that big, I don't think. I don't seem to remember them being very long.
Yeah. No, they were long. They're like that big.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I disagree.
They're about yay high.
You have a terrible memory then.
They're about how high?
Yay high.
Okay.
They were really big books.
Well.
I've actually never read a book.
Is that true? You've never read a novel?
I can't.
Oh, right.
I can read manga.
Okay.
Yeah.
That counts.
Manga.
What?
I say manga.
Manga. Manga.
Manga.
I think it's meant to be pronounced manga.
Let us read manga. Some manga together. What's your favorite manga?
Junjie Tao.
I don't know.
He's like a horror manga guy.
He's the best. He's an author.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah. What are some of the titles?
Yumazaki. And it's all about like this like... It's just like a horror and like it's just one of those horrors where you're just like, you just made that up. Yeah. Like no one ever thought of that concept before.
Yeah, cool.
You just made that, like that hasn't been thought of before. It's bloody awesome and the art is like incredible and it like changed my brain. Like after I read Yumazaki, like I swear like I was able to write jokes, like understand like jokes more and shit.
Yeah, nice.
Yumazaki.
Inspiring.
Did you like it was just inspiring. Did you ever get into Death Note?
No, I never got into Death Note. Yeah. Did you?
Not as much as I should, because the first I ever saw a Death Note was a Japanese.
Was from your wife.
What? When she wrote a Death Note to me to say you should die,
yeah.
And I said, "Honey, is it all over?
Do you want a divorce?
Yeah, is this about the divorce? But basically,
will she listen to this?
No. She would never listen to this. She did not. She did not support me in my creative pursuits. And that's what I liked about her, though. That's kind of what I like. Yeah. I don't want people.
Fuck, you're so weird.
I don't want people. I like the fact that she didn't like my jokes. Do you think that's weird?
Yeah.
It's like I just wanted to be negged the whole fucking marriage.
Did she find you funny? At all?
Yeah, she did find me funny. So that meant more to me that I was funny without the jokes.
Right, right.
But you guys only like me for my jokes.
Yeah.
No, I think you're funny.
No, yeah. Jokes only.
Hey, why are you guys looking at each other like that? Glancing. You guys are glancing. Oh, man, I wish we had viewers who could see the way you guys are glancing at each other.
We've been thinking, Sean, about turning this into a video medium.
Yeah, definitely.
But you'd have to set up like 3 cameras and record them all, then splice them together.
Why not? What else are you going to do?
Well, I have 3 jobs and I do
Why do you have 3 jobs?
I have 2 day jobs and an evening job. Anyway.
Why?
I'm saving money to go overseas.
Just ask your dad for money.
No.
Can I ask your dad for money?
No.
Can I live with you? And get out of my apartment, which is... The mattress.
Aren't you Freddie and George?
Yeah, me and Freddie are moving in together in August because Freddie's got a job. When's your lease up?
March.
Ages
away. But I'll join you guys in March. Don't you worry.
We'll save you a room.
I'll bring my mattress.
You need
I sleep on a mattress on the floor, and it takes up all my place.
I think.
Are you serious?
I think if you get a bed, you will feel better about your life. You know?
Reckon?
Just get a bed. You do feel better about your life. I slept on a couch for a long... I mean, on a floor for a long time.
If I get a bed, right...
Japanese people all feel like, you know...
Crap, that's why they're all killing themselves.
That's why they... And they sleep on the ground.
Japanese people like manga. and that's why I like them.
Don't pay out the way I said.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's what I do. It's called... callback.
Negging.
This is callback.
It's called negging. Money.
Yeah, no. You just got negged.
That could be another.
That
must watch.
That could be another segment.
You just got. Oh, yeah. You just got negged.
Yeah.
I'm a real negative Nelly these days. But
yeah, I know. Since the divorce.
Since the divorce hasn't even been finalized, the ink's not dry. But and you guys want me to get a bed. And what? And put women in the bed and think about men while I have sex with women?
Yes.
No. I will not do it. Just go to sin.
Go to IKEA.
Mm.
Get the first bed you see.
Mm. Get the first woman I see.
That as well.
Think of the first man I think of. Yeah. No. It is a sin.
What is the first man you think of?
Robert Pattinson, because we were just talking about it. Edward
Cullen. You think about Angel Michael.
Edward's an angel.
No, Angel Michael, the comic.
I don't know him very well.
Look him up.
It's my imagination.
He'd be so angry about that.
I imagine him.
I did not mean that.
Yeah, if you're listening,
Angel, I did not mean.
If Angel Michael's is listening to this, I will be shocked. Okay,
I'll be really happy if he was. At least he was taking some sort of interest in me, and not just interest in my best friend's ass.
Oh no!
Isn't that the worst?
Has he been liking photos?
I don't know. Okay. I have to ask her. I didn't even have the courage to tell Zach that. Zach just found out today that Angel Michael followed Brie and didn't follow me.
Oh, really?
And he was like, and I was like, I just didn't talk about it. But now, I can talk about it openly. Sometimes you just have to say it once.
Yeah, right. And it all comes out. Anyway, we're at the end of the episode.
Awesome.
This has been fun, though, hasn't it?
Yeah, I have had fun. Alan looks disappointed in me.
Oh, no. Alan looks disappointed in everyone.
I'm worried about, you've been one of our best guests ever. I'm worried that the microphone didn't pick up every single one of your amazing takes.
You're right.
And so we'll be in the editing booth. George will be whiling away on his laptop and he'll try to get the
when I edit.
The levels right.
And when I edit, I while away.
And do justice to you and your amazing thoughts.
Thank you, Alan, and sorry about your divorce.
Thanks.
It's not your fault, Sean.
It is.
But, well, yeah. if we're all honest, yeah, Zach, and you fighting really upset my wife.
Absolutely. Thanks to everyone who listened. Thanks for Sean to coming
in. Thank you. Thank you, George. Very much. Thanks for finally having me on after all the other women.
Sorry for bringing up my divorce.
You like all the other women.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
I'm just going to fucking kill myself.